let's talk about the logistics of coal miners becoming programmers. I'm going to quote from this Newsweek article. During a campaign event on Monday, Joe Biden suggested coal miners could simply learn to code to transition to jobs of the future. The former vice president told an audience in Derry, New Hampshire, that coal miners could easily transition to programming jobs. He quotes, "Anybody who can go down 300 to 3,000 feet in a mine sure in hell can learn to program as well." End quote. All right, let's talk about it. Is it appropriate to suggest to coal miners that they should switch to programming? Now, of course, the impetus here is, as we move toward fewer and fewer coal mining jobs, you're left with thousands of people who have been doing that job for decades, suddenly out of work, often in these small, remote towns with not many opportunities. And the question is, what are they supposed to do? And this is why you'll often hear politicians reach for the learn to code slogan. Now, I'm not sure what your views are on this. And actually, for myself, I could be swayed. I'm working through this in real time. But the first thing that pops in my head is, wow, that is so disrespectful to everyone involved. It's disrespectful to the miner. In what I imagine is the majority of cases, we are talking about people who have spent decades in that career. Many of them now middle age with children they have to care for. And to tell them, hey, just pick up programming, it only takes a 3-month class, is beyond disrespectful and misleading. That is not the way it works. Think of it this way. It's as absurd as saying, go be a doctor. Okay, your mining job is going away. We sympathize. Go become a doctor. And it's like, what are they supposed to do with that? They think to themselves, okay, well, my entire life, I'm 50, I haven't shown an ounce of interest in medicine. It'll cost potentially $100,000 to learn the necessary skills at a university. But sure, once I'm 60, yeah, maybe I could do that. Maybe that would be a possibility. But in the meantime, while I'm learning those skills, how is my family supposed to eat when we're living practically month to month? It's an unbelievably flippant and disrespectful suggestion. And it's not helped by the fact that so often these politicians, Joe Biden in this case, but I'm not trying to go after him. I actually like Joe Biden. But it doesn't help that so often these politicians themselves have zero understanding of programming. And that's not to knock them. Why would they? But it's difficult when people who know literally squats about a subject matter are moving from stage to stage, recommending that others learn the skill that they know nothing about. But let me think. Having said that, it's important for me to be clear, from our industry's perspective, if there are coal miners who would like to switch to programming, it's certainly incumbent upon us as a community to open every door to make that transition as seamless as possible. So from our perspective, absolutely, we want to encourage this and help in any way we can. It's not a matter of patting ourselves on the back and saying, you can't do it, so how dare they suggest that you switch. That's not what I'm talking about here. Absolutely, anyone can learn how to code. Anyone. But it has to be stacked on top of some base level of curiosity and interest, right? Think about if you're a programmer. Did it start with some level of interest or curiosity or fascination with computers? Absolutely. So to suggest to folks who haven't shown any interest in their lives that they should switch to something that has a prerequisite of interest, again, I can't see it as anything other than disrespectful and nothing other than a non-answer. And maybe that's the problem. How do you answer this question? People who are disproportionately middle-aged and in a situation where their jobs are disappearing. What is the correct response to that? And I'm certainly not smart enough to give it. But I do know that, quote unquote, learn to code is not going to help at all. And one last thing before I go, none of this accounts for that quiet age bias that most employers have. So for example, when given the choice, maybe you run a design firm or an agency, assuming equal entry-level skill sets, when given the choice between somebody fresh out of college with a computer science degree and a 40, 50-year-old minor switching careers, who do you think they're going to pick almost every single time? And this isn't unique to anything in the programming world. It is a real issue for all jobs. Compare a 55-year-old teacher who has a certain salary requirement versus, again, a 25-year-old fresh out of school who can work for less? Who do you think the school is going to hire? Again, it's kind of this quiet age bias nobody talks about, but it's yet another hurdle a coal miner would have to jump through if they did want to switch to programming. So it's a really nasty situation, and I'm not sure what the solution is, but man, is it annoying to see politicians suggest, hey, just learn to code and everything will be fine. Yeah, okay.